We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Dalel Amud Beis, and I'm beginning on top line of Mem Dalel Amud Beis. Omar of Ami, Arava Tzricha Shir. That Arava that we take Lemaisa as a Zeich LeMikdash or as Altaminik Neviim, and Arava in the Beis Mikdash, all the same, they need a Shir. Ve'ena Talas Afni Atzma has to be a Shir. We'll see what the Shir is. Also, Ve'ena Talas Afni Atzma, you have to shake it by itself. You can't take other things with it. Ve'ena Al Miyos Dechavasa by Arava Shavulula. And you also can't be yoitza the mitzvah with the arava shavululov. So feitim arakasha kimin da amamar einin talas elf neatzma. If you told me already that it has to be taken by itself, pshita the inam yoitza arava shavululov. It's partial that you're not yoitza the arava shavululov. Like the Aruch Hadar explains that the kasha is like this: that why do you have to take it by itself? Because you want to be mefarsim the mitzvah arava. So you already told me you have to take it by itself to mefarsim. So of course if you take it to lulav, it's no piercing at all. Take it together to lulav. So we have to speak that out also. You would think that's only we don't pick it up twice. But if you pick up the lulav and shake it, you put it down, and then you take it out and shake it again. Kamashvah is not enough. And like we explained, Kamashvah, no, this Vanyama holds that does not work. Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak, Odom Yoytzei, that's Rav Amishita. Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak, Odom Yoytzei Dechavasai, Ba'arava Shavulav, you are Yoytzei. The mitzvah of Arava with the Arava Shavululav. So it's Machlokes Rav Yitzchak and Rav Ami, and as we spoke of before, that really is the stomach of the Gemara before, how it's Mashma, two Pshat in that Gemara, we said there's two Pshat in the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, are Yitzchak with the Arava Shavululav. And Kama Shira, what's the Shir? Rav Nachman, Gimel Bade Alin Lachin. You need 3 stalks with wet leaves, with fresh leaves. That's what you need. Shiyesh b'chol echad alam lachim, Rashi says, that's Rav Nachman Shita. Rav Shesh says, "Mafilu ala echad bar echad." Even 1 leaf and 1 stem. Bring more ala echad bar echad. Like you shake 1 leaf and 1 stem. Sakadaitach. Alei mafilu ala echad bar echad. 1 leaf on 1 stem. That's enough. And how tall does it have to be? Rashi's mashma that as long as it has 1 leaf, that's how tall it's enough. And Rashi's ayat Gemara says before gimel tefachim, the gabei alulav. That's the gabei alulav. But that arava has to be 3 tefachim on the lulav. But the aravas they use for shanis, the arava they use in the Beis Mikdash, that's enough to be even smaller. But Rashi ends off v'hashto nagu lahavi merubiyos anafim aruchim v'yafim sheminkara mitzvah ba'an yafa. The minhag today is to bring these nice, beautiful, huge aravas, because then it's minkara the mitzvah yafa. So that's Rashi being that's the minhag. But ikar adin Rashi learns it's enough to have one. Enough to have the kakaldu. You don't need 3 tefachim. It says that. It says 3 tefachim. That's talking about a lulav. So, but the mechaber does not pass like that. The mechaber says in Tofresh Damos Siftal. It says Shir Arava Zu Afilo Alech Avarechad. The Shir Arka Kishir Oirech Arava Shavululav has to be the same length as the Arava's lulav. Look at the Mishru. The Hayash Shloisha Tefachim. The Lemetzinu Shekelu Ba El Prat Zed Ala Echad. So that's the. That's the shita of the mechaber, not like Rashi. They need at least 3 tefachim, and that's the minig that we take long arabas, like Rashi said. Oma Evi, Evi was Rav's father. Oma Evi, Havik Kamina Kameder Lezmer and Tzaddik. I was in front of Lezmer and Tzaddik. Lezmer and Tzaddik was after the Churban, because we know Rav Tzaddik was in the Churban by Sheni. The Gemara says in Gittin that he fasted for 40 years, Rav Tzaddik. Famous Rav Tzaddik. So Rav Lezmer and Tzaddik was after the Churban. So Evi, the father of Rav, was in front of Elazar and Tzaddik, v'aisyahu gavra arava kameh, and someone brought arava in front of him. This is on Shana Rama. Shokel chabad chabad v'loy baruch. He took it, and he, according to Rashi, chabad means he shook it. He shook it, and v'loy baruch, he didn't make a bracha. Some learn chabad means he banged the floor with it. V'loy, he didn't make a bracha. Why? Because shava minig neviim hu. He holds, it's a minig neviim. And see, even as man as that, it's a minig neviim, not stam azeich l'mikdosh, it's a minig neviim. And therefore he didn't make a bracha. Evoy v'chiski of Nebarti the Rav. Besides, Rav's father was Evoy, but his enikol also got the name Evoy. You see, named after the great grandfather. Evoy v'chiski of Nebarti the Rav. They were the grandchildren of Rav. I see a Rav commanded the Rav. They brought a Rav in front of Rav. Chavot chavot lebaruch. Rav did not make a bracha. He just shook it. Didn't make a bracha. Kesava min neviim. We also held it's a min neviim, not a yisoid neviim. Oma Evoy. Have a kamina commanded Rav Lezer Rav Tzaddik. Avi says, this is back Avi, the father of Rav. He said, I was standing in front of Elazar bar Tzaddik, also Kamei Hu Gavra. It was on Shemitah year, and a person came to him, Omalei, Karaisa Isli. I have these cities, these little devils, these little like small little towns. Karmai Isli, I have a lot of vineyards. Zeis Isli, I have fields of olive trees. But also Bnei Kiryasa, and my people from my small cities, they come and they help me out in my fields on Shemitah. Mekashkashin b'karmaya. And they do work in the vineyards. Mekashkashin means they dig around it. If you dig around the roots, it gives the chance the roots to grow better. And they need to get paid, right? So they take money from my Zayas tree, and that's how they get paid. They take that for the money. Aruch alei aruch. Is that the correct way to fear zech or not? Is that allowed or not? Amalei loy aruch. That's not allowed. It's not allowed because the problem of Shemitah, you're not allowed to use your Shemitah trees to pay your workers because it says la'akla v'loy l'schara. But the kishkush itself is mutter, and we'll see why. The kishkush itself is mutter, and tomorrow we'll talk about that. So he asked him, is it right? Amalei aruch, not right. He runs out of the room. So Lazar said, I'm living in this country for 40 years. I never saw someone's medactic mitzvahs like this person. Why? Because the minute he heard that you're not allowed to pay them, he ran out to tell the workers, you know, stop, I don't get paid from that. And there's two pshatim why this is the godless. One god says he ran it right away. The Archon has another upset. He says that this Issus Chayra is, there's a way to do this beheter. And he probably was doing a beheter. How do you do a beheter? You let him take for free from the Zaysim. He said, you know, you can have it for free, no problem. And they both understand that they're not going to get paid, that's their payment. So it's not really that you're making an Ischayra, so really could have got out of it, but still, he was still so careful, he stopped them right away. So then he comes back, after he stopped them, he came back. So he came back. My mebad, what should I do? So what should I do? Efker zeisa l'chashay chaya. Bimafker yezeisim to the poor people. V'tein prataya, and take your own money and pay the kashkushe kramim. For the workers who are working around the vineyards, pay them from your own pocket. Pay the gemara, because kashkushe mishari, you're allowed to do work on your vineyards on Shemitah, Shemitah. V'atanya v'ashmiyis tishmatano v'nitashto. The Pasuk says, v'ashmiyis tishmatano v'nitashto v'oklo v'ni amecha. So you have to do two things. Tishvatano v'nitashto. What does it mean? Tishvatano v'lekashkesh. That you can't dig around the roots. V'nitashto v'lesakel. That means to take the stones away from around it. You know how to do that either? You know how to do work around the trees on Shemitah. So what's he doing? Omer avokuvachom. Trei kashkushi have. It's two type of digging around the trees. Chat stumei pili v'chat avri yelani. One is that the roots that are covered, that are open, that are exposed. I said the opposite. What the work is? If they're exposed to the elements, they get dried out from the sun. So you have to cover it. That's one type of kishkush, and that is allowed on Shemitah. Why? Because that is to save the tree. Not the tree's gonna die. There's another type of work around the trees is called avruya ilani. That's to make it grow even better. Because you dig holes around the tree to let the water get in. And that's la'ashmuche. So avruya ilani is aser. To make the trees better is aser. Stume pili, just to stop it from dying, which means to cover the roots, that is shari, that is mutta. And therefore, this kishkush they were doing here was just to keep the trees alive, and therefore was allowed on shvius. Oma evay b'shem Rav Leizer bar Tzadik. Al yahalich odom ba'arvei shabbosos, yoisim megimel parsois. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos more than Gimel Parsois. So the Mishburu explains that a normal person could travel a day if he's walking 10 Parsois. Gimel Parsois is approximately a third of travel time. So Mishburu says from the beginning of the day, you should not travel more than a third of the day. After the third day, stop traveling because you might get stuck somewhere and you're not gonna have time to make Shabbos food. And therefore, you should stop. You should not travel more than 3 Parsois. And we'll speak a little halacha ma'aseh after we finish. Amar Rav Kahana, lo yamaron el lebeise. This whole halacha is only when you're heading home. Aval hashbiza ma'aseh samach, which means like this. Rashi explains: you're heading home. You might come home right before Shabbos because you're traveling so much, and they didn't prepare you anything because they didn't think you're coming home. You can get angry at them. V'kayas aleim, and that's not good for you to get angry at your family members. If you never travel so close to Shabbos. But if you're going to a hotel somewhere, it's not a problem because you're not expecting them to give you food. You have your own food, and therefore it's not a problem. That's one gears in the Gemara. They're like this. That in when you're going to be hosted by someone, that's pashut. You have to go, leave early because you have no idea if you're going to find any food. Mashenka in your house, where you know everything in your house is your own, you have food there. Maybe there you would think that it's not a problem. Kamashlan, even there it is a problem. Amrav Kahana, but di ava uvdo afilu kas the house in the leyashchay. Rav Kahana says that he had a case that he came home. And he didn't even find a little fish juice. He didn't even find a little fish juice a little fish dish that was left. There's nothing left in his house. Trying to say, even your own house, there's a problem. So in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Mem Tes. But there's a very important nekuda that makes it not so negay for us. It says, Ein hochem b'erev Shabbos, yoyitz b'shalos parasoyis, because you yield based on the M'gadol, yochel hochem, you compare it to Shulchan Shabbos. Bein chayelcha b'es acherim, bein chayelcha b'esa, like we said in Maisa. If you're anyway in a place where you don't have Shabbos anyway, or it's not safe, oh, now that comes the end of Mechava. If everyone knows you're coming Shabbos, you let it go as much as you want. They know you're coming, so therefore, which is the case for us, they know they're coming, you're here for Shabbos. But the Mishbrus picks out another thing. He speaks about, what about, he says, even though he says these days it's not so negated as whole halacha, and the reason is, Medinas Elu, Roiv Bri Adam, Bechinim Tzarkhe Shabbos Berevach. People have enough food. But the Chen in his arms at Klal. Bein Tzarkhe Lebesoy, or the Tzarkhe Beis Acherim. Uva Harbe Acherim Research Kosum, we call Mokim Tzarkhe Lezor Lekatrilo. You should be very careful. So Yelech or Yisa Ad Samach Larev. You should not travel till Samach Larev. Play Shekampam Lechshom Aydezeh Avam Adechil Shabbos. So Mishru says, at the end of the day, we don't have this halacha anymore because people, first of all, have a lot of food. They know you're coming, all these reasons. But he says you should not travel close to Shabbos because a lot of times it comes at the chil Shabbos. You carry, you do this, you do that. They put an extra food for you. So therefore, a person should be careful not to travel close to Shabbos, but not mamash this halacha. The reason is because, pasha, the common sense, you should not travel close to Shabbos. That's what the Rabbanim say, because it's common sense. It's not this halacha, dafka, the halacha de Gemara, but it's common sense. Mitzvah's Lul of Ketzah. Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. It said in the Mishnah that when they came to the Beis Mikdash, and they used to bring the Lul of the Beis Mikdash, they put it on the Itztava around the Beis Mikdash, and then they came to Mesukkah's morning, everyone got their Lul of. Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. Soidim Agavi Itztava. They masadit on the Gaga Itztava. Not, the benches were covered benches, so we touched the Mishnah, they put it on the bench itself, and it was covered over, which kept it shady, and the benches were stone, so it was cool. But they had a brisa that said they put it on top of the itztava. Oh my lady, are you drawing out your love over here? What are you putting on top for? Ela'ima agava itztava, not gag. Agava itztava means on the bench of the itztava. Omer chavam Rav Yehuda, harabayis stav kafahayu, stav lefnim stav. Around the harabayis, these benches weren't only one row of benches. Around the whole perimeter of harabayis was a double row of benches. And that's where they kept the lovim. And the Gemara is saying is not on the roof, but on the bench itself, where it was covered and did not get dried out.